I suppose they're the two ends of the wedge. The drive is to make the cap work for all farmers, big and small, intensive and extensive. So to that end, one of the instruments that is being put in the package is front loading. And that basically means that the entitlement that a farmer has, which he has to activate then on a hectare of land, you need an entitlement for a hectare, and then you need a hectare of land to activate it on each year to get your payment, that those entitlements on smaller farms will be higher. So if we haven't got the proposal on exactly how many. If you go back to the last cap reform, there were proposals. There was a strong lobby in favour of front loading in Ireland, and the likes of Eamon O'Queeve would have been saying that 32 hectares, which is about 80 acres, and that's the average farm holding in Ireland, that the first 32 hectares would get an elevated payment, and that everybody would get the same payment on the first 32 hectares, and then the money would be distributed on a flat basis on every remaining hectare at a lower level. So that's a proposal. It's controversial. People who have higher payments at the moment will be fighting hard to defend them, and typically the farmers with higher per hectare payments are farmers who had dry stock, especially sucklers and cattle in the reference years. And what we do know is that the National Farm Survey last year showed that yet again in 2017, all of the income a farmer received in the dry stock sector came from direct payments. So a direct payments cut for those farmers is effectively an income cut. So they're going to fight hard on that. In terms of the capping of payments then, that's at the other end, I suppose, of the scale. The Commissioner had originally talked about a capping of where the maximum payment per farm would be €60,000. They've now put a band in place, and it's €60,000 to €100,000, and each country will have to pick somewhere within those two figures as its upper limit. But that's not the whole story either, because there are some thresholds that can be taken into account when calculating the maximum payment. One of them is family wages. And the Commissioner cited the example himself in the press conference when he was launching the cap proposals of a farm which would have had a payment of €500,000, and under the new limit it would be able to receive about €230,000 when they had discounted the family wages which are paid on the farm. So that's a long way from 60,000. Now, Irish farms tend to be smaller. We don't have a lot of those big sort of, or we're typically the farmer collective farms in Eastern Europe. So there won't be many farms getting €250,000. But even so, I think the optics of small farms still struggling for an income, whether we have front loading or not, and bigger farms getting up to a quarter of a million will still look bad.